Downtown walkers hunched their shoulders and hung their heads as they braved 23-degree weather on the circle. Yet despite the frosty conditions, the air seemed charged with a mixture of expectation and excitement. That energy was roaring inside me, an ordinary 16-year-old preparing to question the Republican nomination for the 44th President of the United States. Approaching the Emmis building, Y-Press came upon 50 people standing outside talking about politics, the presidential race, and John McCain. A man was carrying a large Ron Paul for President sign around Monument Circle, seemingly oblivious to everything around him. Inside the building, it was a flurry of activity. The cameramen were setting up their equipment. The reporters were typing on laptops and talking to each other. Several people were discussing the quality of local coffee shops. In the circular lobby opposite the entrance was a stage. The scene was so familiar and yet so strange. It was just like the ones I've seen on TV, with the big McCain sign and the black background. The amazing thing was that this scene from TV was live and in front of me. People from radio stations were walking around talking to their stations on their cell phones. At 9 a.m., security began allowing the general public into the building. At first glance, there seemed to be little or no security. No metal detectors or body searches, and only a handful of policemen in sight. However, a wire behind the ear of one man showed that despite the appearance of low security, the Secret Service was present and alert. Outside, about 200 people had gathered. Many of those waiting were carrying Ron Paul signs. After 100 people of the general public were let in the building, the room grew quiet. The escalators were stopped. Everyone was waiting for John McCain to speak. During his speech, most of the people outside began to leave. Surprisingly, it was the people holding Ron Paul signs that stayed longer than anyone else. One of the Secret Service men opened the door and a man outside yelled, "I'm cold!" Later, they opened the door again and someone else yelled, "Ron Paul!" After the town hall meeting, McCain held a press conference. The other adult reporters shot questions at McCain. They would often begin asking a question before he answered the previous question. I quickly became frustrated with the other reporters, as well as my own timidness. I spoke louder and louder and waved my hand higher and higher, trying to attract his attention and ask my question. I felt I was letting the team of Y-Press reporters down. In the dog-eat-dog world of the press, I was failing! Suddenly, the reporters around me raised their hands and pointed at me. John McCain moved away from the lectern, looked me in the eye, and I began to ask my question. McCain answered my question, and I felt an immense wave of relief. I had overcome, with some help, and accomplished my purpose. For Y-Press, this is Pratik Charyan.